The Wolf Pack presents the story of how Mrs. Garcia remembers her brother Carlos.
It was 1993 in Chicago, and I was folding clothes, and the phone rang.
Hello.
Hola, hermana. Hermana, me haces pozole? Sister, could you make me some pozole?
Well, I didn't really want to make pozole. It takes a long time to make it. But I decided to do it anyway because my brother was sick and I cared about him.
All right, Carlos. Come over tonight and I'll have it ready for you. Oh, pozole takes such a long time.
I had to cut the meats and the chilies and other vegetables, bell peppers and corns.
Ding dong.
Come in, Carlos. Entra, hermano.
Hola, Francisca. ¿Cómo estás? How are you?
Bien. Here I am making your pozole. Come sit down.
Oh, this looks good.
Here is some horchata to drink.
Muchas gracias.
Okay. Are you feeling better?
Now that I'm eating this pozole, I feel much better. Can I have another bowl?
Sí.
My brother ate and ate. When he was done, he had eaten 3 full bowls of pozole. Where did it all go? Era tan flaco. He was so skinny. When he was done, he felt pretty good.
Is it okay if I take a nap on the couch?
Sí, Carlos.
But the next day, he was feeling even sicker than he had been. His friend came to my house.
Oh, I think you need to go to the hospital.
All right, I'm not feeling too well.
I hope it wasn't the pozole.
So we went to the hospital together. I visited him in his room, and he looked very pale. I knew he was dying. Before he passed away, he said to me,
"Thank you for cooking that pozole. It's the best pozole in the world."
Then he passed away, and now I always put pozole on my ofrenda for Dia de los Muertos to remember my brother Carlos.
Nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo. Amén.
Me hacen daño tus ojos. Me hacen daño tus manos. Me hacen daño tus labios. Que sabe. A mi son.